News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The government is going to clamp down on essay mills as third-level students are turning to the online companies to buy written assignments. And under new proposals, the companies will face fines of up to €100,000 or prison sentences of up to 5 years. So joining us to discuss is the Minister of State for Higher Education, Mary Mitchell O'Connor. Mary, a very good morning.
Good morning, Andrea.
Will you just explain first of us, Mary, what exactly are essay mills?
Okay, so essay mills are a form of cheating. There's probably three types of cheating in our higher education system where students, first of all, there's plagiarism where they absolutely copy some, you know, assignment or work and pass it off as their own. Then you have impersonation where students, you know, where someone would go in and sit an exam for a student or write a paper for a student. But thirdly, then, are the essay mills. So this is really an online company, and they're organised to write specific essays or bespoke essays for students who need to submit written assignments. So they're profiteering, they charge for their service. It's often written by other students and indeed academics. And I suppose what it is doing really is it's gaming the system, you know, and it ensures that some students do better. They have got unique personalised essays written for them. They are, you know, they're competing against other students who are working hard to achieve success, and yet these other kids are, you know, ordering essays online that are written specifically for them.
So it's not plagiarism?
No, it's not plagiarism. It's not. And it's actually very difficult for the universities and the higher education institutions to, you know, to prosecute or not to prosecute, to catch them out, first of all, because it's a bespoke essay. But if you go online and you just write in essay mills or order an essay assignment, you will get hundreds of websites popping up advertising this online service. Now, it has been outlawed in New Zealand. It's still legal in the UK, but we have been discussing this with our higher education authorities, for example, the Irish University Association and the Higher Education Association, and they all, their stakeholders, want us put this into our legislation.
Okay, so at the moment, it's not illegal at the moment to use essay mills.
It's not illegal. And well, what it is it's very difficult to prosecute. So we're going to bring this in now as a Class A Act. And what that means is that we can prosecute people that advertise this service or provide this service, and the prosecution will be up to €100,000. Fine or up to five years in jail.
Okay, but at the moment, as you said, it's not illegal. How big of a
problem? It's not illegal, but students can be disciplined now within the university.
Okay.
And I'd absolutely advise students do not get involved.
I have to say, I wasn't aware that this was, you know, an issue at all. And I know, having spent my own time.
I wasn't really either up to a number of months ago, up to approximately 6 months ago. It is a fact.
Okay, how prevalent is this?
Well, we've had 1,000 students disciplined since 2010. And if you look at one of the websites, one of the UK websites, they're boasting that they have written or helped to write 25,000 essays over the past number of years. So it is prevalent. If you see it,
okay.
If you look it up online, you will see, as I said, hundreds of websites advertising this service.
What's the difference between somebody getting a friend or, you know, somebody maybe the year ahead of them in college or who completed their finals last year and are now doing a master's to help them write an essay than using a site like this? How would you differentiate between those?
Well, it is, you know, impersonation. It is cheating. Cheating is not allowed. But, I mean, the essay mills, what we will be looking at, you know, they'll be written as a bespoke essay. There will be you know, it will be difficult. But what the universities and the institutions are saying to us, that they are looking at different ways of examining. So, for example, they give out an assignment. They would look for a pre-draft of the assignment. They would look to meet the student to discuss the assignment, you know, to ensure that the student knows exactly what they're doing.
Okay. Can I ask you... Sorry,
the other thing, Andrea, I should say is the vast majority of students are not gaming the system. The vast majority of students are studying hard and doing their very best.
And the vast majority of students probably wouldn't have the money either. I know from my own time in college to, you know, even be in a position to, you know, to be able to actually afford to do something like this.
Well, some of them definitely have the money and it's advertised as a service and it seems to be a very lucrative service.
Okay, you're talking about just in terms of actually tackling this, up to €100,000 fine or receiving prison sentences of up to 5 years. They're pretty stringent penalties.
Oh, yes. And look, it will be robust legislation. You know, we want to stamp this out. I want to make sure that students, you know, have an equal chance within their university if they work hard rather than students that are cheating.
Can I ask you just in terms of the people that are, without going into the details of perhaps any of these particular companies you're talking about, but the actual people that are sitting down to write the essays for the students when they're ordered,
mm-hmm.
are these previous students? Are they academics? Who's actually...
They're both. They're actually students that have graduated with degrees. They're also academics.
And will there be? Will they face fines and penalties as well?
Oh, yes, up to €100,000. Or up to 5 years in jail. That's the fine. That's the prosecution.
Can I just ask you as well, in terms of, you know, trying to take a command of this on the internet? The internet is always so far ahead of us, and they always seem to be kind of a step ahead when it comes to sort of legislating around these sort of areas. Is it going to be difficult to get this legislation through?
No, I don't think so. Because I brought it through a second stage of the Seanad, I don't think so. But what it will be, I guess, first of all, you know, it will be robust legislation. There will be the fines, as I've said, or the imprisonment, as I've said. And we will be going after, you know, body corporates that commit, that, you know, put up these websites. We'll also, any person, a director or a manager or a secretary or any officer of the body corporate, they or anyone purporting to be working for those companies, they can also be punished in law.
Okay. Just finally, for the moment, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, just leaving aside the SA Mills, obviously in the front, as I mentioned there in the paper review of pretty much all of the papers today, still headlines from Saturday's presidential election. Michael D. Higgins obviously re-elected to the office. Just as a Minister of State yourself, just what's your reaction to that?
Well, Michael D. Higgins, our president, romped home with an overwhelming majority of 55.8%. I suppose I've been very vocal in my support of Michael D. I pinned my colours to the mast, and I believe that we have the best president now re-elected. I think he's been a model president. He's a proven entity. I think he had great dignity. I think he was probably the candidate that really understood our constitution. And I think that he can hold his own on any international stage. He's cultural, he's excellent, he's a communicator. Honestly, I think he is, you know, the best president that we can have at the present moment. And I'm glad, actually, that we did have an election, you know, that it wasn't a coronation. He contested it. He's got a very strong mandate now as president, and I've every confidence in him in the next 7 years.